It's one of the world's largest and most prestigious all-female road races. The 37th edition of the Fraunhofer's Run for Women May 30th will feature some 5,000 women of all ages and abilities competing alongside many of the world's greatest long-distance champions. But a new route has been traced for 2015 and 2016. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan spoke Tuesday at a kickoff event.
How do you improve a race that has been voted the number five race on Competitor Magazine's 2015 must-do 5Ks in the United States? It's not easy, but I think that we have. We are going to still have our runners running through Washington Park, which is a beautiful park, and it's a beautiful opportunity. The runners love it. We love it. But it's going to start from a different location. It's going to start right here in front of City Hall.
Sheehan will be running along with local citizens and the most elite runners from around the world.
While none of my predecessors were able to run in this race, I, as the first female mayor of the city of Albany, am eligible to run. Although I will say I am sure that Jerry Jennings, with his enthusiasm for the city, would have run in the race if you would let him.
Sheehan says the city will be following strict protocols in safety planning for the race. Race organizer George Regan says the new site can be secured from each of its corners, which means spectators will once again be able to be present at the finish line.
And they were used to that over on Madison Avenue until the Boston bombing. Well, here they're going to be able to do that again because the checkpoints are going to be at each of the corners.
Regan adds there will be plenty of parking available downtown and all around the venue. Academy Park will be used for the start and finish of the race.
We're going to use East Capitol Park for feeding and for refreshments, for entertainment, and for the award ceremony.
Charles Fraunhofer Baking Company's Christine Amon.
We get runners of all levels, people running their first 5K, and then we have the elite athletes, and we have everything in between, and it is just so exciting to be there on race day. So I encourage everyone to really come out and support this run.
In addition to the women's 5K, the weekend events include the Junior 3K, Kids Run, Community Walk, and Health and Fitness Expo, as well as the Race Walk and Sport Walk Clinic on May 31st. There's more, including a map of the new route at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.